young New Zealand Formula One prospect Liam Lawson believes he continues to edge closer to the big time as he heads into his summer break. The 20-year-old from Pukekohe took part in three F1 practice sessions this year, including a stint in world champ Max Verstappen's car in Abu Dhabi last month. After two early opportunities with Red Bull's sister team, AlphaTauri, Lawson told RNZ sports reporter Clay Wilson his first official drive for Red Bull was a significant moment in his young career.
Yeah, it definitely was a different sort of feeling. Obviously, I did Mexico for the second time in the AlphaTauri. And honestly, it was a very relaxed session for me. Like, I went in, you know, sort of knew what to expect. So you'd think for the third time, obviously going in for the third time in a Formula One car, I'd maybe be even more relaxed, but I wasn't. I was definitely more nervous for the Red Bull drive, I think, just because it was obviously with Red Bull Racing in Max's car. It was a pretty special moment. So obviously I grew up watching Red Bull. I was really into Formula One from the age of about 8 years old when I started to understand it. And that was 2010, which is basically when Vettel and Red Bull started dominating those 4 years. So it's a team that I've wanted to be a part of for a long time.
Did you get to have much communication with Max? I saw a couple of little videos. Does much of that happen between, you know, likes of you and him when you're doing something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it was extremely nice to me and open about everything on the, even when I'm just there as reserve, he's a super, super nice guy. So it was nice to have sort of his input before and after, I guess, the session.
Obviously, you did the practice and then you did the young driver test again. What were the biggest takeaways for you in those first opportunities you've had with Red Bull as such?
It's always a really big step physically straight away. It always takes a bit of time to adjust. I'd done the switch a couple of times now and had enough experience to know it was going to be a big step and just to not be worried about it when I got in at the start. You know, it's going to be really, really fast. Don't stress about that. So, yeah, and to be honest, from the start of the session and free practice straight away, I felt really comfortable. So I'd say the other takeaway was the fact that the simulator that we use back at Red Bull to do a lot of the development work for the car is that unbelievably accurate that it felt realistic enough for me to be able to jump in the real car and basically be pretty close to the limit straight away.
Just getting these opportunities, though, how much encouragement does it give you in terms of your sort of hopes and dreams?
Yeah, it's definitely been a pretty important part the second half of this year for me, because obviously there was sort of a window that potentially opened up for a seat in Formula One with AlphaTauri, and obviously we missed the seat. It's unfortunate, you know, we've finished obviously very strongly, and so now I basically have next year to really put it all on the table and try and have another shot at it. But I think it definitely gives me good confidence with how those sessions went. But at the same time, you know, at this level, every driver has full belief in themselves. So I felt like I could do the job before I got in the car. So it was nice to have done that.
You mentioned there about the AlphaTauri situation, but does it still feel like you're edging closer and closer to that spot despite not getting that drive?
I think so. I haven't taken a step back or anything like that. I have some cool opportunities next year that I'm definitely stepping up with. It's not stepping backwards. So, yeah, and the fact that I've done these sessions now with Red Bull Racing, hopefully the plan is to do some more next year and keep that Formula One involvement as high as possible. So definitely still on the pathway.
And Lawson is widely expected to race next year in the Super Formula Series in Japan, where he is this week for end-of-season testing.